Seems like local bonds are in favor, and that's as some asset managers bet on South African government bonds, saying that they'll provide steady returns in the nearer term. Joining me now with further insight is RMB's Michelle Wahlberg. Thank you so much for your time, Michelle, as always. How much support are the volatile markets providing for SA bonds?
It's been quite an interesting last 2 days, actually. The Saab announced their MPIF implementation on Friday afternoon, and we saw bonds open up really, really strong on Monday. Did see local asset managers sell into that strength. And then today we had complete opposite of that. We had a reversal of the positive price action that we saw on Monday. So I think everyone was waiting to see what the government bond had in store. And National Treasury, unfortunately, only managed to get about 7 billion rands worth of bids. So this is down from last week's bidding interest of about 9 billion. Mm. And this marks the lowest bidding interest that we've had this year. So we actually saw bonds tail quite aggressively today post the auction, just because there isn't that much demand. Bonds then tracked in line with what core rates were doing. So Eurozone PPI came out, or CPI came out higher than expected, and core rates just started pricing in more aggressive rate hikes. The fact that we are held quite aggressively by offshore investors meant that we tracked in line with what the offshore rates were doing, and bonds actually ended up closing 15 to 17 bps higher today. With that being said, if you have a look at the amount of holidays that we have in the market today, we've got we had the US public holiday yesterday, and Thursday and Friday the UK are out. So there's a lot of offshore market participants that aren't necessarily active in today's market, and we've got quite a big delta week. So we had an auction today, and then on Thursday we have a switch auction. So, you know, even though rates are attractive and bonds seem to be a good place to place your cash in at the moment, given the lack of liquidity, we're seeing violent volatility, and unfortunately today was not such a good day for the bonds.
So foreign holdings of SA bonds still under pressure?
So the foreigners have been buying bonds, but I think there's a whole bunch of different fires burning, and with core rates tracking higher, they tend to be a little bit more conservative in where they're investing. So they're not necessarily piling into bonds. They're dripping in. I think they're waiting for a bit more clarity in a few different aspects. Obviously, the fact that, you know, our commodities, we haven't been able to export as much commodities as we should have been, given the fact that there was floods in Durban, and that obviously affected our transport networks. You know, we're not taking advantage of all of that, and that obviously weighs on South Africa's attractability to the foreign holdings.
Michelle, there's a certain level of bullishness around South Africa's economy right now, and this is after the ratings agency S&P upgraded the outlook on the country's credit rating. I know that it's been, you know, the last few days have been quite volatile, but how far does that bullishness go when it comes to appetite for South African bonds?
So locals are generally fully invested. We have seen locals take advantage of the volatility. So yesterday they sold bonds, today, given the spike higher, they've been buying bonds. So locals have always been relatively bullish SA. You know, there's a lot of talk about this MPIF, the implementation and how that's going to affect bonds. You know, if you have a look at the repo, we're moving from a shortage to a surplus, and that should in theory move repo down, which means, you know, your asset managers have a lot more cash to play with and possibly invest that into bonds. So I think, you know, in the next few months we probably should see bonds trade quite well if all else stays the same, you know, if we don't have another pandemic somewhere or
Michelle, you know, a currency slump could be a risk for SA bonds. I mean, we could see that depreciation if the South African Reserve Bank doesn't keep up with the Fed in terms of interest rate hikes. Do you see the SARB then, you know, being bold going forward as they were in the last MPC meeting when they increased rates by 50 basis points?
Yeah, so I think Lesetša Kanyoho's his stance in the market is he's very well respected and he's very concerned about inflation expectations, and he has highlighted that at every single meeting. So I think if you have a look at inflation expectations, that's one of their big worries. And given the fact that the rest of the peers are, you know, the rest of the central banks are very worried about inflation and are not worried to hike their countries into a recession, as the US has mentioned, I think our own SARB will probably be in step. You know, we pre-hiked going forward. And I do think the next meeting will probably see another 50 basis point hike.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for your insights, just walking us through the detail on what's happening in the fixed income space in South Africa. That was Michelle Wahlberg from RMB.